This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear, with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Addressing a public meeting at Kawakhali in West Bengal's Siliguri yesterday, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Siliguri corridor in West Bengal is crucial for both regional and national security and the centre is making all efforts to secure it. Mr. Modi alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress TMC supports elements that once threatened to block the corridor.
TMC ne North Bengal ke infrastructure ko jaan bujh kar piche rakha. Aapko connectivity ho, industry ho, tourism ho, har sector mein upeksha hi mili. Kendra sarkar ne jo paisa bheja, wo bhi ye syndicate wale hadap kar gaye.
Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally in Khanda Ghosh, Purva Bardhaman and criticised the BJP. She said her party delivers on its promises while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. Polling for all 28 seats at the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council was completed peacefully yesterday. Voting commenced at 7 a.m. and concluded smoothly 4 p.m. as per the time. According to the preliminary data, the voter turnout recorded till 4 p.m. stood at over 81%. The Election Commission has stated that overall the polling process remained free, fair and peaceful across all constituencies. Indian Railways is expanding under the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan with an investment of over 1.53 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26, covering more than 6,000 kilometres of railway network. The Ministry of Railways said this expansion marks a jump of 110% compared to the last financial year. It said a total of 100 railway projects involving new lines, doubling multi-tracking and other works have been sanctioned in 2025-26. India has categorically rejected any attempts by the Chinese side to assign fictitious names to places which form part of the territory of India. New Delhi said China should refrain from actions which inject negativity into relations and undermine efforts to create better understanding. In response to media queries regarding China giving fictitious names to places, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such attempts by China cannot alter the undeniable reality that these places and territories, including Arunachal Pradesh, were, are and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. An Indian Army contingent comprising 60 personnel departed for the 7th edition of the India-Uzbekistan Joint Military Exercise, Dastlik. The exercise, which commenced yesterday in Uzbekistan, will continue until the 25th of this month. Condolences have poured in from wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla mourned the loss of celebrated singer. Asha Bhosle passed away in Mumbai yesterday at the age of 92. Her last rites will be performed with full state honours today at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Chasing a huge target of 241 runs set by the RCB, the MI managed to score 222 runs at the loss of 5 wickets. In another match of the day, Gujarat Titans defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last evening. Chasing a target of 165 runs, Gujarat Titans overhauled the score in 18.4 overs with half centuries from Shubman Gill and Joss Butler. India concluded its campaign at the Asian Wrestling Championships with a total of 17 medals, adding 2 silver and 1 bronze on the final day in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan yesterday. On the concluding day, Olympic medalist Aman Shehrawat won silver after a 13-10 loss to Kwang Myong Kim of South Korea in men's 61 kg freestyle category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.